Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. UFC's most notorious icon is stepping back into the octagon this Saturday. Be sure to check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, for a shot to turn $1 into $257. That's right. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Bet a little, win a lot. It's that simple. All you got to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code KSN when you sign up, and you can turn $1 into $257 if McGregor wins by first-round knockout. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, this segment, we are going to talk about the safety position. But before we do, I just want to put a bow on our comments from last segment. You and I kind of finished up during the break. I mentioned Jason Owe, full season, zero sacks. And my question to you during the break was that a statistical anomaly, or did Jason Owe not have a very good season?
I think it's somewhere in the middle, but it leans maybe towards not having that good of a season, not backing up the hype just yet. Athletically, it's all there. And I do think, you know, you've seen him win one-on-one matchups by going power, speed, inside, outside. I think there's all the ingredients, but you can't explain your way out of zero sacks over the course of six or seven games for too long. Like, I think you can win a bunch of matchups and the quarterback releases the ball quickly and through no fault of yours, you did your job. You just didn't get there, but that's not really applicable in my opinion over six games. I think that number needed to be at least a digit, not a zero.
Okay. I agree, Dustin, but this segment we're talking safeties, and we wanted to talk safeties because we got two announcements from the two starting safeties from last season in this past week. Lamont Wade is moving on, making himself eligible for the NFL draft. Jaquan Brisker, he's made the announcement that he is coming back. I've got to think Jaquan Brisker coming back is huge for this team, Dustin, right?
Oh, I don't think of all the things that have happened. I mean, maybe only Jahan Dotson's decision to return has meant more to the program. And even so, I mean, you look at what Brisker brings back and what they would have had without him, and you can make the case that Brisker's return is more important than Dotson's, you know, in some ways, based on a positional need. So I thought it was huge for Penn State. They needed him back. I wasn't expecting him to come back, but this was something that really helps them manage that position better. I don't think they were in a position to replace two starters with what they have. I think that James Franklin might still be on the lookout for a safety on the transfer portal, but now you bring in a guy to compete for a second, third, fourth type job instead of needing to find an immediate starter there. It changes, I think, the complexion of the offseason completely. It does put you in a position now, all right, whether it's Jonathan Sutherland or it's Enzo Jennings or Tyler Rudolph or, you know, Jair Brown, who was back, you have some legitimate options, and the rotation now doesn't seem quite as scary as it would have with two new starters and Brisker gone.
I'm going to quote you and what you talked about, Dustin, at the wide receiver position in 2020 with KJ Hamler gone. Everybody had to move up a slot into a position that they had never been in before. For Dotson, it meant becoming the number one receiver and so on down the line. This year, by having Dotson come back, everybody is slotted where they should be slotted. it feels like the exact same thing at safety, just by having Jaquan Brisker back as the lead dog, it slots everybody else more properly. Is that a fair analogy?
I think it's a very, very similar situation. You know, I don't think coaches, you know, come to expect having to find replacements for guys, but having your anchor at that position back does allow, maybe Jonathan Sutherland is in position to become more than just a niche player on defense and a special teamer. Maybe he's a guy who's able to play, you know, a lot of snaps as a starter. Maybe he's not an impact starter, but maybe as a compliment to Jaquan Brisker, that's okay. You only got one variable in some of these guys' cases. Jair Brown, you know, was in most of the games last year was their top option off the bench. So maybe he's a legitimate top option as a starter now. You have some moving parts because you're always going to have moving parts, but you know, having a known commodity there does allow you to have some margin for error as you're moving guys around. You have a couple candidates to play a starting job. You have a couple candidates to maybe make that jump into the top four in that rotation, but you don't have an emergency situation where everybody's got to do something new.
Earlier in the show, Dustin, we talked about Lamont Wade's decision to move on and might he have been better off to stick around for another year. Jaquan Brisker, by sticking around in 2020, he seemed like a different player the second half of the season. I have no doubt he would have been drafted had he decided to take that route. This year, how good can he be? What's his potential? What's his ceiling?
I think athletically, he is what you want. I think he's got NFL caliber tools from his frame to the way he moves. He's got a knack for creating plays, for whether that's jarring a ball loose, knocking a ball down, laying a big hit in the open field. I mean, he's shown a really diverse set of skills against the run and against the pass. I think his frame and the way he moves, it all translates to the next level. I think he is a guy who's prepared. But I do think that in the second half of last season, that light bulb really, really came on. I think he showed it in flashes as a reserve in 2019. I think he showed it, in flashes in the first half of the season. But as he found his comfort zone and he got into the rhythm of the game and he found confidence and, you know, he found that swagger of his, you know, I think it all started to pay off in terms of him being able to be more instinctive and diagnose things faster and use those athletic skills better because he was seeing the game more clearly. You take that and you apply that over a 12 or 13 game schedule in 2021. I thought he was going to be picked in the NFL draft had he gone out this year. I think he does have a shot to really improve his position and really not just be a viable starter, but be a real impact guy for 12 or 13 games, where that wasn't really the case for all of Penn State's games last year. I think that's an exciting addition to have that general, that tone setter on the back end, that nothing's going to come easy down the field. Nothing's going to come easy, you know, in the middle of the field. All that stuff matters. So I think Brisker makes himself better and he makes the team better for sure by coming back.
There is no doubt about that, Dustin, but still, the question becomes, who will be that other starting safety? You mentioned a few of the players that were backups at the safety position. One of the other options we have to look at is at cornerback, especially with Tariq Castro Fields coming back. You have several players there, a lot of depth. Tariq Castro Fields, Marquise Wilson, Joey Porter Jr., Keaton Ellis, even Daquan Hardy. So what about the possibility of one of those guys moving from cornerback to safety? And do you have a favorite among the group that you think would make the most sense in making that change?
I'm glad you asked this because hadn't really explored this in great detail before, but I'm going to go down guy by guy to a certain extent. Joey Porter Jr. too good at cornerback to move. You look at his length and his frame, he would make some sense, but I think he showed that he's too good for that. Tariq Astor Fields, he's too wiry. I don't think he's going to get a whole lot bigger than what he already is. And he too has too much valuable experience at cornerback to move. Marquise Wilson, I think he's too small. Daquan Hardy, I think he's too small. My prime candidate is Keaton Ellis. And I think Keaton Ellis is a really good cornerback, but athletically, physically, his skill set, I think he could be a good cornerback. I think he could be a good safety. If Penn State wants to move him, I think he's a guy who could move.
That's interesting, because I've heard people bring up different names. I've heard people bring up Joey Porter. Now, he's taller. He's 6'2", and he's less than 200 pounds. He's listed at 193, but is that a frame where he could put up, you know, put more weight on, have the physical size? But he just seems like the perfect cornerback with his length, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he showed, you know, cornerback skills last year. And those skills, if you got them, are more valuable to your defense than him moving to safety. I think he showed that he's a known commodity at cornerback right now. I think Keaton Ellis also is a pretty known commodity, but do you think, looking at what you maybe expected from him as a freshman and what you expected from him as a sophomore, do you think he's met or exceeded expectations, or do you think he's been a hair below expectations at cornerback?
We saw enough from him. Remember, we heard so much leading into his freshman season, and then he was impressive, or at least I thought he was, as a true freshman, but I kept wanting more as a sophomore. And didn't he sit out a few games also, Dusty, this season?
Yeah, he did. He did, which stood in the way of that. But I do think skill set, frame, temperament, willing to be physical. I mean, I think he could be a really nice hybrid type player who could be a safety if that's what Penn State asked him to be. Now, the question is, what are you looking for in a safety? If you're going to move a cornerback to safety, are you looking for a guy who you can develop as, you know, behind the scenes for a year? Or are you looking for a guy who's going to expect, and you would expect him to play right away? I'm not sure what Penn State would be looking for. If you're looking for a guy to develop and be a depth player, maybe it's a guy like Joseph Johnson. You know, he's got to add weight no matter what his role is going to be, but he's got length. He looked to me like he could maybe be a safety if they needed him to be. If you're looking for a guy maybe not to play that role in 2021, but 2022, then you're not really looking at Keaton Ellis or any of those veterans.
And I know during the season, many people, and I was one of them, took a lot of shots at Lamont Wade for his coverage skills. But his ability to play in the box and make tackles, is that something they will be able to replace, Dustin?
They're going to have to find somebody to do that. I think Jaquan Brisker can do that. I think Jair Brown, maybe he takes a leap next year, just like Brisker did this past year.
Okay, that is it for quarter number three and our look at the safeties. Quarter number four, we're going to look at all those freshmen who are early entries and showing up at State College this week. Stay tuned.
UFC's most notorious icon is back. Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on McGregor to win by knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.